Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, March the 28th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are focusing on a report by the global human rights campaigner Amnesty International, which paints a grim picture of the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. This as the country prepares for elections later this year. The 2022-2023 Amnesty International report makes an assessment of the situation in 156 countries, concluding that, quote, across the world, authorities continued their heavy-handed repression of universal freedoms. A similar conclusion was drawn by the U.S. State Department in its own evaluation of Zimbabwe and other world countries last week. But first, a quick update on the ZANU-PF elections. Supporters and candidates who ran in the weekend polls, described by many as chaotic, are still waiting for official results after many complained of vote rigging and irregularities. Many party heavyweights lost, while thousands complained they were denied the right to vote. Litshona njani Zimbabwe omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngogwalo olwethulwe yi-Amnesty International namuhla. Yona ethi uhulumende weZimbabwe uqhubeka esephula amalungelo kaZulu. Uhulumende weMelika wethule ugwalo olufanayo ngeviki edluleyo. Kodwa singakangeni lapho sizakhangela okwenzakalayo kuZANU-PF kulandela ukhetho lwama-primaries osoluphehle ukufuthelana okukhulu kuleli bandla. Kwaziwa ibatereri beStudio 7 na Nasi Muchirongwache Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa gwaro raburitswa Nasi nesangano rinorwira kuzerozevanu pasirose re Amnesty International. Iro riri kupomera hurumende yeZimbabwe mhosva yekuramba ichityora kodzero dzevanhu. America yakaburitsawo gwaro rinoratidza zvimwe chete svondo rapfuura. Asi tisati tapinda munyaya iyoyo, timbotarisa zviri kuitika muZANU-PF zvichitevera sarudzo dzebato iri dzemaprimaries izvo dzakonzera bohwa-bohwa mubato iri. As ZANU-PF party members wait for official results, many are still complaining of rigging and being denied to vote after their names were allegedly not found in the party's registers. The situation was pronounced in Bulawayo, where our reporter Ezra Chizaspanda spoke to party member Melusi Moyo, who complains his preferred candidate who cared about disabled people was barred from contesting.
We are not very happy as a disabled people in the way how the names were swept away. The names as a very good icon who were looking forward for his contesting also in the barrier of election voting, which is our Dr. Masuku, who also contributes timely and every time to people who are disabled, as well as also the liberation struggle, the war veterans. And we don't know who authorized that to move his name away to be also participating for the contesting.
Are you in ZANU-PF, sir?
Currently, for my own information, yes, I am.
and then
I'm a veteran of ZANU-PF. I'm a legend.
Mm-hmm. And so basically, you did these primaries, both wanted to choose the best candidates, and yes. Now your candidate, his name was removed.
His name was moved by one of the one of the notorious, and I don't know who gave him the post which doesn't belong to him.
That was ZANU-PF supporter Melusi Moyo. He calls himself the legend, a veteran. UEzra uxoxe njalo lo mnumzana Dumezweni Ngwenya, omunye umsekeli weZANU-PF. Yena othi umuntu akade emsekela walisiwe ukuncintisa.
Engibona kusenzakala, angazi ukuthi kwenzakala kusifundisana. Ngoba kade sikunje uDr. Masuku wafaka iCV yakhe, iCV went to Harare. iCV kaMasuku sizwa kuthi isibuyile. Kuthe sokusiyabizwa amabizo, ibizo lika Dr. Masuku alibizwanga. And uMashaba was presiding that lokuze. The two even doctors stood up wambuza ukuthi kanti ngelami ibizo uhamba njani. UMashaba didn't explain. At the back, umlungisi vele sihamba emgwaqweni sibhoda sikampena. He came to Dr. Masuku. Wathi mina ngiyimemba ye-Central Committee. Ingaze libuye kuphela iphepha lakho la. Ngizalikhipha kuphela. So we do not unxa usuku-Central Committee usuphakathi. Awusafuni ukuthi abanye bangene babuye ku-Central Committee ngoba wena uphakathi. Awusafuni abanye abantu babuye ku-leadership. But as thina nxa sikhangele, we always hear u-President Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi yena, iZANU-PF is for the people. Wonke umuntu uyavunyelwa ukuya kuZANU-PF. Now okobulawayo, ZANU-PF is for Mashaba and Mlungisi. So I don't know ukuthi thina basifundisani kusasa somlungisi lo Mashaba ukuthi sibe nokutsotsi, sibe izigebengu, sifundele ukuthi sibulale i-development. Because nxa sikhangele u-Dr. Masuku, uNkulunkulu besilethela ingelosi to bring development in Bulawayo. Kuze mina nxa ngikhangele uMasuku ingelosi elethwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi izofaka i-development koBulawayo and bless uPresident Mnangagwa. Because uDr. Masuku has got vision 2030 like our president. UMashaba nomlungisi has got vision 2024 la with what they are doing.
So laba ngawukhangele laba ukuthi ukuthi-ke kwenza ukukhethwa laba abawafunayo babenza ukuthi banqobe.
Okwenza ukuthi bayenze khona ukuba befuna ukuthi bona bangafaka abantu babo. Nxa sebesenza ubutsotsi phela sebetshontsha. Anti laba nabantu babo babe bekhona kuground sebebavalele ukuthi bengabakhiphi ukutshontsha kwabo. They knew ukuthi kungangena abanye abantu phakathi bazayi-expose ukuganga kwabo.
Umnumzana Dumezweni Ngwenya ngumsekeli weZANU-PF ubexoxa lapho lo Ezra Chisa Spanda weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Lizwile ekhuluma ngomashaba lo mlungisi uthi iba bayiproblem kobulawayo, iba bangaqhubanga kuhle ukhetho, kodwa sizamile ukuxhumana labo bobabili laba kodwa sehlulekile. KuHarare mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangudla akataurawo nenhengo yeZANU-PF vatry more chikukumende nezvesarudzo idzi.
Tingaiti maproblems yenzei yekuti pane matyping era yekuti zita ringe riripo asi ID yemunhu inobva inepazasi pangwe takatyping era 102 people nonyaya iripo asi ezisi chenauti yedu iri so hai yekuti vanhu vedu vauya kuvhota vakawandisa. Problem yatitaura ndiyo yekuti pangwe natyping era yenzei asi vanhu vedu vayazovhota. Hapana noise yamboitika, we record no violence, but despite this is wrong by most of the city. Hapana violence yaitika. Ne information yatikunzwa kubva kune madistricts handisandambudzwa kuti pane paita problem nekuti vanhu varovana kana kuti makandidzi asvika ipapo achirwisana kana kuti hapana problem yaitika. So far so we don't have a problem in our result. Ipapo taita problem dike kuti vanhu vedu vaungana 7 o'clock yekuti tatakamirira maballot papers edu kuti auye by 7 o'clock. Saka vanhu vanga vamira for a long time. Then maballot edu atangira kusvikira kucommand center kuHillview, vanhu vachizosvika panapa na 10 o'clock vaizotangaura sei, vaizotanga kuvhota.
Moichi kukumende vebato re ZANU-PF vachitaura na Godwin Mangudla we Studio 7 vari muHarare. Now let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Now back to the Amnesty International human rights findings in Zimbabwe. The report talks of unlawful detentions and killings of people like opposition CCC member Mboneni Ncube, allegedly by ZANU-PF members, and Tawanda Zwinowanda, who died in police custody after being assaulted by the cops. It also talks about arbitrary arrests and detentions. Citing CCC lawmaker Jobsi Kala, who has been in jail for close to a year now, Amnesty International says, quote, "The right to freedom of peaceful assembly was continuously violated and undermined as police and supporters of the ruling ZANU-PF party disrupted the CCC party's political rallies and attacked its members," close quote. Here is Amnesty International Regional Deputy Director for Southern Africa, Vongai Chikwanda, addressing a press conference in Johannesburg, South Africa today.
So repression is a big problem in Zimbabwe, and I think it's not just the case of Jobsi Kala. It was 15 other activists who were imprisoned at the same time. And the fact that Jobsi Kala has not been convicted of any crime is worrying. And your question relates to, I guess, in terms of election reporting or whether there's a de-escalation in violence. At the moment, I think we are documenting the cases of violence that have happened in country in the run-up to the elections. The elections should happen probably in August, or we're not sure because the date has not been set due to various issues that have taken place in country. But what we have seen is obviously a pattern of a clampdown on journalists, on any opposing force, on anyone who expresses any form of dissent. And this just doesn't go to opposition members. It's even within, you know, general public, and this is concerning. And this is something that Amnesty has also raised, that, you know, the attacks against, we have condemned the attacks against any journalists. We've condemned the attacks against opposition leaders.
Amnesty International Regional Deputy Director for Southern Africa, Vongai Chikwanda, addressing a press conference in Johannesburg, South Africa, today. And now to discuss these very important issues, we are joined by Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF in the UK and opposition CCC official here in North America, Mr. Tim Moringai. Let me start, welcome gentlemen, and let me start off with Dr. Mavaza. Briefly, give us an update on the primary elections of your party. When can we expect the final results?
The results are trickling in, but the final results will come as soon as the police proceeds. The process is that when elections are done, the names will go before the Politburo for verification. So whatever we are getting now is what is on the ground. But the actual verified results will be given as soon as Politburo seeks. So there will be no results we get from point A and B until Politburo has set. And again, this shows our democratic way, there's always, it's quite exciting because there are a lot of new faces who have made it into the show tickets to represent their constituencies in parliament. So it's quite exciting for us.
And when does the Politburo seat, Mr. Dr. Mabaza, tomorrow?
Initially, Politburo was supposed to sit this week, but because there have been some few constituencies where complaints have been raised and are looked into, probably it might be delayed to Friday, but it was planned for tomorrow. But until it's confirmed before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, for now, it could be tomorrow, but it could be in time by Friday.
You are saying these elections clearly indicate that you're a Democratic party, Dr. Mabaza, but many people are seeing chaos. All these people in different parts of Zimbabwe complaining that the elections were rigged, that they couldn't find their names, they were not able to vote. And others also saying the ballot papers, you know, there were no names. People had to write names, literally. And clearly, many ZANU-PF, you know, supporters are not happy.
Yeah, it could be the process which people can complain about, or the process which has changed, where you are supposed to put an X, you have to put a full name. This is all because of logistics, like stationery and everything, printing and other things, which might have delayed. But that does not affect the democratic primary concern that we have to choose a person to represent us, the constituents. So the choosing went on. How they were chosen is entirely a secret ballot. But how did we reach to the secret ballot? It might have problems along the way. It was not a perfect way, but it is a democratic way. It was something. So in any case, we should appreciate people would always have a complaint. And we are not saying this was the best. It was not perfect. There were complaints. They are still there. But it was democratic.
Thank you there, Dr. Mabaza. Please do stay on the line. Let me bring in Mr. Moringai on this. I know these primaries have nothing to do with you, Mr. Moringai, as the CCC, but from your standpoint, you're observing, what are you seeing?
I think we have already noticed that ZANU-PF is a confused bunch. Like we've seen, we're in the IT age. I'm not sure why we're having so many problems when we could always computerize everything and make it easier for anybody to vote and dispute any votes. And, you know, if they have any problems, once you computerize everything, it's easier and it's faster. So the other thing that I don't really understand, I mean, it is an ZANU-PF issue. Why do they have people voted in and then the Politburo has to confirm? So that's a kind of funny right there. We don't understand, but it's their problem.
Mm-hmm. And now let's move on to the issue of human rights, Mnumzana Moringai, because we saw the Amnesty International today saying that the Zimbabwean government continues to violate human rights. And last week, we saw the U.S. State Department also releasing a similar report saying that all is not well in Zimbabwe when it comes to the issue of human rights. Ungathini ngalokhu Mnumzana Moringai, ikakhulu sikhangela umbiko wethu lwe America last week, sesibona iAmnesty International layo namhla ithi hayi amalungelo ayephulwa nguhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Ngiyabonga Mnumzana. Into esiyibonayo lapha iZANU-PF vele ayitshintshanga from 1980. Siyakwazi ukuthi vele they have a trail of blood from the history of our country. Into eqakathekileyo lapha is ukuthi khathesi sesiya kukhetho abantu bonke abekhaya beZimbabwe, wherever you are, maizano PF ibuya lama inputs lama gift lani lama shower lama cap ama t-shirt tata nini but manje lingene endaweni yokuvota ivoti ngeyakho ivoti is secret voteli triple C.
Aha, ndi uya kwa muri Dr. Mavaza. Amnesty International iri kuti hurumende yezanu PF iri kuenderera mberi ichityora kodzero dzevanhu. Svondo rapfuura, last week takaona US State Department ichiburisa gwaro rine mafindings mamwe chete. Hanzi hurumende yenyu yezanu PF, hurumende yavamunangagwa iri kuramba ichityora kodzero dzevanhu. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Amnesty International kunyora kwavo kwavaita whatever their findings are kunyora kwevanhu vaitwa misled nevanhu vavakabvunza. On the ground, Zimbabwe is enjoying the most peaceful moments it has ever enjoyed before during independence. And therefore atina nyaya yekuti munhu angati vanhu vari kutsakatika kana vari kuurayiwa. Yes, pakaitika dambudziko 2 years ago. Pagafa mbongeni nube paya angari maskimishis hondo yaka tangwa lewa ni triple C pagabaya nga lema fumu and it was unfortunate mwe muna akafa. We are talking of one death in an election period. Zime nika zine ma 20 ma 30 ku Nigeria over 50 but Nigeria high schools iri mu category yona nchukora mtemo. Zvinongoratidza kuti kune vari mushishi rekuda kurwisa hurumende yeZimbabwe and kana tikada zvakanaka sei havazvione because mupfungwa dzavo vari kungoda kubvisa hurumende chavo chavanoti human rights are respected it only when the government of Zimbabwe is removed. And that is unfortunate because vana veZimbabwe, hurumende yeZimbabwe yakavhoterwa nevana veZimbabwe. Ndoicho kana vakaramba vachivhotera hurumende yeZimbabwe yakaumbwa nezanu PF taramba tichingotonga sekunda kunoita vana veZimbabwe. Saka as long as vana veZimbabwe vachifara kuti munyika medu mune runyararo hatina hondo hatina dambudziko hatina vari kutsakatika vanachamisa variko havasi kutsidzirwa vanabiti variko vanenge vapara mhosva sajobscala vanosungwa voenda mumatare nanhasi zvateri mucourt. Saka hakuna chatingataura kuti Zimbabwe iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Saka this document is very unfortunate, disappointing and deeply depressing.
Thank you. Asi US State Department yakaburisawo gwaro rine mafindings mamwe chete. But please do hold your horses. And pavanhu vakashaya, there is also more blessing early enhengo yetriple C. Of course, I know the circumstances surrounding her death. We may argue that it wasn't politically motivated. There's also Tawanda Zinowanda, who died in police custody on 17 August last year. Mshure Mekruare Mapurisa. Tine Mtereri Silomlale Letingweni. Mtereri Wagadi Ako. Hello, Mtereri.
Hello.
I think we have lost. Hello, Mtereri. Muripo ere.
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba baba. Tipe ofungwa zenyu nenyari mudari.
Hello.
Ndati takasimba tokurukura nezvema human rights anzi hurumende yezanu PF iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya yema human rights has been going on for over a decade in Zimbabwe. So the government seems is kutora bold stance kuti igadzirise nyaya iyoyo. As every year tikuramba tichingoona violence ari kuitwa to the opposition members, kusungwa, political violence neimwe mishonga yakasiyana siyana kumaruzevha uko nemadhorobha. waka dai vaikwanisa kuti pambunya zvetwa freedom of expression maybe taigona kuti nyika iende mberi panyaya idzodzo dzemirizhonga. But it seems vanotaura nemwe kuti vachiti vari kugadzirisa. Asi ukazoona tatowadzi maelections mishonga iyo inoramba ichikwira. Saka senyika tiri kuita nhanho mbiri kumashure. Hatina kwatirikuenda, takangomira panzvimbo one panyaya iyoyo.
Aiwa, ndinotenda Muterere, thank you very much. And for those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight we are talking human rights violations in Zimbabwe as alleged by Amnesty International in a report out today. The U.S. State Department also released its own report last week alleging the same. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. As we wrap up, Mnumzana Mringai ngipenduke kuwe. Umzilu babu mabazu ya kulumuta. Hai amalunge lwa ahlonitshwa eZimbabwe. Kubotshwa abantu abafana labo sikhala kuphela abephula umthetho.
Hayi, umabaza ule SCT nesilungu selective recognition. Uyena ufuna ukurecognize into abaziyenzayo. But ekhohlwa ukuthi the whole top leadership of MDC, ikathesi CCC, babebotshiwe bonke from VP BT, VP Maikore, Spokes, Fatai Mahere, all these low MP, Godfrey Stoney from Chitungwiza. So, and then they shot at President Chamisa's car, the bullets damaged his vehicle, and all these other things. So he has what we are calling selective recognition. There's peace in Zimbabwe. If all these bodies from the State Department to Amnesty International are telling you that things are not correct in Zimbabwe, I think Dr. Mawaza, as a fundi, should acknowledge that they have done their research and they know what they are talking about.
Va mavaza tivhare chirongwa apa chidimbo pindura itinzwe hanzi muri kutaura makumbo enyoka chokwadi ndechekuti hurumende yenyu iri kutyora kodziro dzevanhu.
In conclusion, chekutanga njekuti vamuringa tinovaregerera hedu nekuti hurumende yeZimbabwe haisi kutyora kodziro dzevanhu. Uyezve the fact yekuti the Americans and the Amnesty International vaburitsa document rakafanana zvinongoreva kuti vanga vachishare manotes avo. Otherwise they have not done, they have not gone on the ground, they have not talked to the people, they have not seen the people, they have only relied on the news very biased. And ndopedzisira ngaida kudzingokomenda point yakataurwa navamuringai kana tanga takanganwa kwanzi navamuringai. The confused party was
ten seconds, Dr. Mabas.
Was commander on the primary elections. Wamringai forgotten to go to ZANU-PF has actually done primary elections, which his party is running away from. So a democratic party, inoita my elections despite good ano meta, ano viringika, but ano famba.
Thank you very much. Dr. Mabaza, let's leave it there. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Mr. Tim Moringai of the CCC. Of course, thank you also to our listeners and viewers at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Tungamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.